Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A gunman who took four people hostage at a Dallas area synagogue and was killed himself as federal agents stormed the temple was identified Sunday as a British citizen. 44-year-old Malik Faisal Akram held the hostages for roughly 10 hours. In an update, police in the United Kingdom have arrested two teenagers allegedly connected to the hostage taking.
We face the difficulties of today and tomorrow. I still have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed, that all men are created equal.
The birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was recognized as a federal holiday in 1983. Today, Americans celebrate the life and legacy of the civil rights leader. Many businesses and institutions around the country will be closed in observance of the national holiday. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We have more information from Russia's suspected cyber attacks against Ukraine government computers late last week.
Microsoft saying over the weekend dozens of computer systems at an unspecified number of Ukrainian government agencies have been infected with destructive malware disguised as ransomware. Ukraine saying Sunday that Russia was behind a cyber attack that defaced its government websites and alleged that Russia is engaged in an increasing, quote, hybrid war against its neighbor. A statement from the Ministry of Digital Development says all evidence indicates that Russia is behind the cyber attack. Moscow continues to wage a hybrid war and is actively building up its forces in the information and cyber spaces. The attack comes as the threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine looms and diplomatic talks to resolve the tense standoff appear stalled. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
NFL playoffs over the weekend. Cincinnati, Buffalo, Tampa Bay, San Francisco, Kansas City all advance. Tonight, Arizona will play at the Los Angeles Rams. USA Radio News.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
From the nation's capital, August 28, 1963, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
The life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later. The Negro is still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. And so we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, and it's especially great to have Dr. Alveda King, the evangelist and founder of Speak for Life. Dr. King, first time we've had a chance to talk this new year, so Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Bill, to you and all of your listeners. I'm so glad to join you.
Well, what a precious day as we honor your uncle, Martin Luther King Jr. And I've really been looking forward to this special time to remember your uncle and your father and all the great work that the Reverend A.D. King and your mom, Naomi, had invested for the sake of social justice and racial equity.
Absolutely. And during my lifetime, during the 1960s until 1968, when my uncle, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., was assassinated, the next year my dad was killed mysteriously. I was a child, and then I was a teen, and then I was a youth organizer in the movement. And some of the things that we're dealing with today, the answer has always been the same. You remember my uncle said, we must learn to live together as brothers, and I'll add as sisters, or perish together as fools. I think the more that we learn to regard human dignity from the womb to the tomb, we're getting closer to reconciliation. I really believe that with all my heart.
Well, there was no question that your uncle's speech, his dream speech, was so loaded there, like all prophetic speeches. There is some immediate application and long-term application. It's been over 50 years, and you can see the peeling back of that incredible vision that he shared that has been embraced by people of all color, to your point, Dr. King.
Well, I'm just leaving Gloucester, Virginia, and the Holly Knoll compound is there. And it's under a tree there at Holly Knoll with the Gloucester Institute that Martin Luther King Jr., under that oak tree, he stopped there on his way to Washington, D.C., where he stayed at the Willard Hotel to deliver his I Have a Dream speech. And every time I visit this region during this time of year, I'm reminded that some words are timeless. We know that our United States Constitution is solid here in America. We definitely know the Word of God is solid truth. Yes. And some truths that emanate from those positions are still very important today, from the womb to the tomb, Bill. And that's what I say over Speak for Life. And you can do speakforlife.org or aldetaking.com and find out more about this message from me at those locations. Yeah.
Well, you have been a guardian for the legacy of the family, the King family legacy, and the I Have a Dream speech. It's been said that Mahalia Jackson had a great influence and inspiration on the I Have a Dream speech. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, my uncle had certain things that were common throughout his whole mission, his ministry. And one was the beloved community, learning to love each other, learning to have human dignity. He began to talk about a dream, and he began to say, I have a dream is rooted and deeply rooted in the American dream. Now, what a lot of people don't know was that he was a patriarch. He was patriotic. He saluted the flag. He gave the Pledge of Allegiance. He was a man of God. Was he perfect? No. And, you know, in his young ministry, people said, oh, he wasn't even a Christian. Well, he studied all the religions of the world. I did, too, when I was young.
Right.
And then
exactly.
One day I accepted Christianity in Christ. And as a matter of fact, I had to remind some people today, he talked about how he heard the voice of Jesus at his table at midnight over a cup of coffee when he was very discouraged. And he said he heard the voice of Jesus say, Martin Luther, stand up for truth, stand up for justice, and lo, I will never leave you or forsake you. So I believe that that's, you know, here in America, and it used to be every generation needs to be taught, and that's in the Bible, and that's still true. Every decade we have to teach now because things are changing so much with technology and all of that. I joined TikTok because of my grandchildren the other day, and they were on this evil, wicked, all this crazy stuff. So I put a positive message on there, and one of them called me, 11 years old. You're not supposed to know how to TikTok. I said, TikTok.
Well, hey, look at no matter what. See, this is the power that is within us because of Jesus and because what God has given us, the power of life or death in our tongue. And it's our choice. We have a free will to exercise that or not, right?
We do. And we have a responsibility, a choice, an obligation. And you've heard me say probably by now, even with the fights over COVID, or skin color, or all these strange weather patterns that are wrecking people's homes and things like that, we shouldn't be fighting each other. You know, did you take a shot? No. Why did you take a shot? Did you take a shot? Yes. Why did you take a shot? People are arguing. We'll argue over anything, actually, as we've proven many, many times. But we should love each other, give everybody an opportunity to pray. In the cases of medical situations, accept abortion, seek your doctor, and find out what's best for your body. With abortion, I just make that an exception. You talk to your doctor. Your doctor says you need an abortion, and then you have to ask the doctor, well, what about the other patient? Well, what other patient? Well, the baby's a patient, just like the mother's a patient. So that's that one exception there. You talk to your doctor about your body, but you're going to have to defend the baby's body at the same time. So that won't work with abortion, but it will work with every other situation. You have a medical question situation, get yourself a good doctor and act accordingly. What's prayer? Well, pray first. Ask God.
Exactly. Well, because we serve a God of life. And when you think about that, in all its entirety, like you say, from womb to tomb, you know, God is in charge. He is the master of life. So we are either honoring or dishonoring life by the things we say, by the actions, by our very thoughts. And here we are today being challenged, as you said, with COVID and these other things that are impacting our consciousness right now. But again, the question to ask, am I more free or am I less free based on that thought or that mandate that's coming at me?
That's it. And we have to pray and ask God and different people out of fear. We should not be fighting each other. We should fight to live. So there's so much that's coming out, coming down. And it's just very important. I just left a wonderful place with several friends of mine. We were relaxing. There's a beautiful lake out there. It's gorgeous. Mm. And you just kind of pray, talk. We didn't always agree, but we didn't get into arguments, you know?
Exactly. Well, and that's what we have to do. Even Bill Maher this past week, Alveda, said, look, we can't live this way. It's unsustainable. Is that we have to come together and realize, you know, like your uncle and like your father, is that after everything is all said and done, look, we love Jesus, we believe in God, and we believe in America. You know, your uncle and your father were not about the destruction of America, unlike, you know, Black Lives Matter and those other antithetical forces that want to bring this country down, that are happy to see us divided. We know that, you know, divided will be conquered. United we stand. We must come together and come back to first principles, and it is based on godly principles, is it not?
Yeah, and let's kind of take a look at that, and we can look at it through the lenses of COVID. Whatever is happening with COVID, we shouldn't be frightened. We shouldn't be fighting each other. Critical race theory. We need to kind of go back a little further in history. Charles Darwin and the evolutionists instead of the creationists and all that, they came up and said that was the superior race. Then the African-American community or whatever came together and said, well, there's a critical race, and we need to just this survival of the fittest this species, this race that you're calling this white Aryan race, can't be the superior race because we're equal.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We'll be back with Dr. Alveda King, speaking of which, right after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. After 75 years of global radio outreach, we are truly humbled by the way God is using the Tide Ministry to draw people into His loving embrace. It's exciting to hear from people around the world about how they first heard the gospel through one of our radio programs. Our Diamond Vision first aims to amplify our outreach so even more people can hear about Jesus. We've defined Magnify as the second facet of the Tide Diamond Vision. We are extremely grateful for the generous support donors joyfully provide, and Magnify defines how we hope to build on that foundation by raising awareness and inspiring more people to engage with us and shine the light of Christ into hearts shrouded in spiritual darkness. To learn more about the Tide Diamond Vision, to magnify local support and engage donors across North America so that more people may hear the good news, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Not long, because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards us.
Yes, sir.
These great experiences are not based on a bargaining relationship, not an if faith, but a though faith.
We're back with you, America. We're talking with Dr. Alveda King as we honor Martin Luther King on Martin Luther King Day across America. You know, your uncle shared, I mean, there were so many words to capture in that "I Have a Dream" speech. And one of the lines particularly sticks out for me. It says, "I have a dream that one day every valley shall be engulfed, every hill shall be exalted, and every mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plains, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope." Wow. What a vision that is cast and that is so appropriate for this century and this year of 2022, Alveda.
Well, now today we would call that a level playing field. Crooked places being made straight. No tricks or traps for anybody. Mountains that are high being made low and valleys raised up. Level playing field. And that's womb to the tomb, regardless of skin color. You know, sometimes the Caucasian community will call brown and black people and red people people of color. And yes. I tell people, put your hand on a piece of white paper. If you look like that, a vampire bit you. If you look like a piece of coal with no magentas and purples and all that running underneath that skin to give it that life and vitality, same kind of problem. So we are one blood, one race. Yes. I guess you know about my book, We're Not Colorblind, with Ginger Howard, for example.
Yes,
and
correct.
Ginger and I wrote and talked about that. It took about 6 months for us to get something solid, and we did. So that's what we have to do now. And then, you know, elections are coming up again, and there's so many questions and things going on across this nation. But we need to take the sting of emotions out of our discussion and then line ourselves or realign ourselves with the Word of God. One thing I don't like that I'm hearing sometimes in the community of conservatives when it's time to vote, oh, well, don't stir up the black people because they're just going to vote the other way. No, we need to, all votes need to count. Votes need to count. We need to make it easy to vote for everybody and hard for everybody to cheat, period. Regardless of skin color, political position, that needs to go away. I've had enough of it, and it needs to stop, Bill.
What would your uncle, how would he have responded to the statements that President Biden made in Georgia in, you know, bringing in Bull Connor and, you know, everybody, George Wallace and all this? The way he framed this, I mean, going to your point, is that we've got to find more reason, and we do have it if we just open our eyes and agree to exercise. We have to find reason where we most agree on and not look for bitter divides that are going to separate us and disunite us.
Well, now, right after the turn of the century, right around the turn of the century, when George W. Bush was elected with the hanging chads and all that kind of stuff, that was a bipartisan initiative. It's a Carter something initiative. Carter Baker Initiative.
Right,
and
exactly.
It examined the voter process. It talked about how voting should be. President Biden is way off from that. And by stirring up the emotions of people, scaring people, and reminding us of the racist past that we have all experienced, and we do need to know that. But George Wallace accepted Jesus and changed his heart before he died.
Yes.
President Biden didn't mind to say that, and he admitted to how wrong he had been.
So
there again, it needs to be easy to vote and hard to cheat, period. It needs to be a bipartisan effort, and Biden just stirs up the race card. That's what I call playing a race card. He needs to stop doing that. President Biden should not do that, nor should Vice President Harris. And so I'm asking for responsible, praying, free-thinking Americans to just examine facts, not by emotion. I become emotional and say things I shouldn't say. So I go and sit down and pray and calm down, and I use my mind.
Right. Well, we're all vulnerable to that because we're human beings. We're flawed. If we were perfect, we wouldn't need Jesus. Come on now, you know. Exactly. So we have those moments. But see, what Christians have the ability to do is to accept God's redemption. So in those moments when you mess up and the Holy Spirit comes to you and say, hey, whoop, I wouldn't have said that. You know, we accept the responsibility. We apologize. because we want this for everybody, and we don't want to deposit poison into the culture. And there's so much poison being deposited into the minds of the culture. That's what has us right now so fearful. And when you're so fearful, you're further away from God, and God is saying, come to me. You know, confess your sins. You know, I will forgive you of your sins. I will bring you back. I will redeem you. I will heal your land, right?
That is true. And, you know, if you think about a little bitty, tiny baby, that baby's wet or needs a diaper change, it cries to mommy or daddy. It's hungry. We feed the baby. The toddler is better and is getting potty trained and all that, but still, if they get in a jam, they run straight to mommy or daddy. And so what we need to do when we mess up is not run away from God, but run to God for solution.
Amen. Exactly. Well, on this special commemorative day that we have set aside to honor your uncle, to honor, really, I mean, when you think back 54 years since Martin Luther King's passing and the murder of Martin Luther King, you know, if you were to give a State of the Union of where we are right now, wow, we've come a long way, Dr. King, I believe.
Well, the weekend before the holiday for Martin Luther King, we see the Arizona March to Life occurring and that kind of thing. Martin Luther King's birthday is on the 15th. And then on the actual holiday, we celebrate right away his birthday and the things that he accomplished. And then following that is the March to Life in Washington, D.C. That's an Arizona March to Life to look at. It should still be in social media and all that. So somewhere, it's amazing that we celebrate the life of Martin Luther King Jr. and sanctity of life during the same time period. I love that. My granddad, you've heard that testimony.
Yes.
I convinced my mother not to abort me in 1950. And after being pro-choice and having abortions, I became pro-life, and I'm a voice for the sanctity of life for the womb to the tomb now. So I believe, and people say, well, what Martin Luther King said? Well, blessedly, you can just go read his own words. He did say that the Negro cannot win if he's willing to sacrifice the futures of his children for immediate personal comfort and safety. He said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. He said, when you value the human personality, you won't kill anybody. So we have his words, and we have the word of God. And I believe that if we come away from fear, embrace each other in faith, hope, and love, then there is always still hope for America.
You imagine what a powerful force we would be. I think your uncle, your father, understood that to be the case, setting all the differences aside and looking to that higher caller, that higher calling that we have. Boy, I'll tell you, what an incredible force for good we could be, couldn't we?
We can be a force for good. Many of us are. Each of us has what I call our own dominion territory, our own circle of influence. So even if your sphere of influence is only you from your perspective, then you could live in such a way that your light will shine. And then when we shine with others, the light grows bigger and brighter. And so each of us has a part. By Pastor Alan McNair, I believe his Bible Christian Church founder with his wife, Anna, while they were living, he said, do your part. Don't worry about doing somebody else's part. Do your part. And it's like a big puzzle, a little tiny piece of a puzzle. If it's missing, it's still incomplete. So when peripherals collide, convergence is imminent.
Yes. Without a doubt. Well, Dr. Alveda King, cannot thank you enough for coming on and talking about your uncle, about your family and the King legacy. Remind everybody where they can go for more information, have access to your books and your music as well. We didn't get a chance to talk much about your music either.
Well, that wonderful music, and because I work with so many talented folks, all of the music and books, alvedaking.com, my life ministry, speakforlife.org.
Hey, Carrie, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, give me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
We're a couple of accountants short.
He needs whip-smart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody wants- wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A gunman who took four people hostage at a Dallas area synagogue and was killed himself as federal agents stormed the temple was identified Sunday as a British citizen. 44-year-old Malik Faisal Akram held the hostages for roughly 10 hours. In an update, police in the United Kingdom have arrested two teenagers allegedly connected to the hostage taking.
We face the difficulties of today and tomorrow. I still have a dream that one day... Yeah. This nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed, that all men are created equal.
The birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was recognized as a federal holiday in 1983. Today, Americans celebrate the life and legacy of the civil rights leader. Many businesses and institutions around the country will be closed in observance of the national holiday. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here, 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Alveda was referring to the Carter-Baker Commission, and in 2005, they had presented their executive summary. The first paragraph of this summary is really powerful and something that has been lost in translation. I think you might agree. It says, building confidence in U.S. elections is central to our nation's democracy at a time when there is growing skepticism with our electoral system. The commission believes that a bold new approach is essential. The Commission envisions a system that makes Americans proud of themselves as citizens and of democracy in the United States. We should have an electoral system where registering to vote is convenient, voting is efficient and pleasant, voting machines work properly, fraud is deterred, and disputes are handled fairly and expeditiously. As Dr. King kept saying over and over again, is that we should, you know, make it possible that people can, where it's easier to vote and harder to cheat. And I think we all can agree that that clear question has not been answered. We're getting caught, you know, back and forth in a lot of discussion as to ideas and about voter rights and all this other stuff, but we're missing the point. We've got to get back, you know, to first principles and say, what does an effective election process look like? Just put it out there for discussion and for you to respond. Brandon Smith joins us now, 15-year veteran of the Liberty Movement and the founder of the Alternative Market Project. Brandon, lots to talk about, and I thank you that you're coming on the show this morning to discuss some of these critical issues. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, we are going to talk about the media, but I'd like to get your read. First of all, you know, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of fire right now because of what's happening with the Senate and, you know, to abandon the filibuster, take, you know, just absolutely change the rules of the Senate altogether, which I think is quite dangerous. And we can be thankful to Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. Now, I understand, you know, a percentage of the country is not so well thinking of these two senators, and they think that they're hijacking the whole process and what the Democratic Party is trying to do and what the president is trying to do with his agenda, all under this guise of voting rights. But like everything that's come out of this administration, what causes me to be dubious is that they tell us one thing and then you look into the details of it and it's not exactly as it cracked out to be. Like, for example, infrastructure. How much of that money, the almost $2 trillion that was appropriated from the people's treasury, actually went to infrastructure? Well, when you look into the small details of it all, you realize that it was only about 15, maybe 18% if you give them the benefit of the doubt. So why are we passing an infrastructure bill when it's just such a minor percentage of, you know, of the money that's been dedicated? And then don't even ask where the other money's going to, because we know the nature of governments and leadership, and that is that they've got to pay off all these people, all their cronies that helped them get elected, right?
Yeah, and I would, you know, I think a bigger question is what will be the effects of that infrastructure bill and dumping another $2 trillion into the system? You know, that's printed out of thin air. And The effects of inflation are already pretty well present right now. I believe it's at 40-year highs at this point.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So dumping another $2 trillion into the system, perhaps directly, I mean, you know, even 18-20% of that, if that's going straight into infrastructure, that's essentially helicopter money. So that's going straight into the system. You know, it's only going to inflate the dollar further. It's going to inflate prices further. And I think I would ask, well, who benefits from that? Who is benefiting from this inflationary environment that's turning into an inflationary crisis? And, you know, I've written about this in the past that usually it's the banking elites that tend to benefit the most, because they're always at the head of the game, and they can, as the dollar inflates or as the currency inflates and the economy goes down, they're able to buy up everything for pennies on the dollar.
Exactly. Well, the era of big government that Bill Clinton said was over at the turn of the century has come back with a roar, and they've been able to capture our hard-earned tax dollars to pay off cronies to, you know, make all the more these big pharma, big corporations. You know, the operative word is big, I guess, Brandon, these days. And here we are, as everyday Americans, we're caught in a trap here, having to you know, help the cause of this big monster that just keeps getting bigger at our expense.
Yes, and I think that's how you know when your country or your society is headed towards authoritarianism, is when the push is for accelerated centralization. When everything is becoming centralized and everything is becoming big, and all of these corporations are, melding together and, melding with big government, that's a very bad sign. That shows us that if we're not careful, if we don't do something soon, then we will be in full authoritarianism in the near future.
Exactly. Well, relative to what you had written about here recently, the fall of mainstream media and the biggest lies they told in 2021, let me count all the ways, right?
Yeah, it was a difficult article because there were so many lies to cover. So I had to pick the ones that I felt were probably at the top of the pyramid there. So the biggest one being, of course, the January 6th protests being called an insurrection.
Insurrection, so. Right. Yeah, because here you are. Nobody's been charged with an insurrection. And as many have said, if this was truly an insurrection, you know, by definition, the dangerous thing about calling it an insurrection is the implications that go with it. I mean, it brings law enforcement and the legal system into play in a very pernicious sort of way, especially when an insurrection did not occur.
Well, in an insurrection, corruption requires conspiracy. It requires organization and conspiracy. And the FBI already openly admitted that there was no evidence of conspiracy or any organization for that matter. But you could the most you could say is that it got violent, and which is true. It did get violent on the steps. But you look at most of the footage from that day, and it's just people milling around the, you know, the congressional building, the Capitol, and not really doing much. An insurrection would be organized. It would be armed. All the people would be armed, and they would take over the Capitol, and then they would not leave. That's an insurrection. The goal of an insurrection is to take over, supplant the government, and then install your own government. That never happened. So that just calling it an insurrection is ridiculous. If you want to talk about insurrection, I would talk more about the BLM riots and their attempts to take over, you know, city buildings, police stations, burning down infrastructure, burning down innocent people's homes and businesses. That is closer to an insurrection, mass insurrection than
you would think.
Those were organized. You had people organizing all over social media to do those events, bussing in people from other cities to go and burn things down. So that's more of an insurrection than January 6th.
Yeah, without a doubt. Then you look at the damage. I mean, we kept asking the question early on, how much damage was done on January the 6th? Well, originally they estimated 100,000. Now it's 1.5 million. But that doesn't, that still, you know, is pennies on the dollar compared to the Summer of Love, where you had destruction, just speaking of destruction alone, not counting murders and injuries and all that, and that sort of thing, in excess of $3 billion. Clearly you're exactly right.
And at least two dozen confirmed murders during the BLM riots. So.
And the thing that drives me nuts here, Brandon, is that every time the mainstream media talks about, what happened on January 6th, they talk about the murders, you know, that police were murdered. These kind of lies just drive me nuts. And it's all very dangerous, and it paints a... kind of a flavor on the reporting and our perception of what happened on January the 6th. And it's all for their decided conclusion. I mean, there's a purpose behind all this, and we'll talk more about it on the other side of the break. We've got more from Brandon Smith. Stay with us. It's just about 18 before the top of the hour.
My virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
A blank calendar. Sorry, back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance, and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Back with you. Our conversation with Brandon Smith continues, a 15-year veteran of the Liberty Movement, founder of the Alternative Market Project. His website, altmarket.us, is focused on analysis of mainstream disinformation, economic instability, as well as practical solutions and preparedness in the face of large-scale crisis events. You know, Brandon, we've been insisting on this show that we must return to first principles. And I believe above all these principles is truth. You know, we have got to re-engage and become familiar again with the truth. You know, there have been so many lies. I mean, you're chronicling just what happened last year, but this has all been, you know, part of a movement that has abandoned truth, I would say, at least for the last decade, if not longer. And here we are living in an upside down world, which, you know, for people of faith, no big surprise. We knew that this was going to happen. We were warned of this, that there would be that day when good would be called evil and evil would be called good. And here we are living it out, and we're going, okay, now what do we do about it? Well, as much as would count on any one of us, we have to, first of all, you know, evaluating, say, okay, have I been honest? Have I been truthful? And if not, then I need to, I need to correct that course immediately and be, even if it's a movement of one person, to pursue the truth no matter where it leads and no matter how much harm it may even cause us. Because, I mean, I can tell you personally, when I had come to that reality that I was living in what you would call a gray world, that it wasn't necessarily black and white, that you could, you know, you could fudge the edges a little bit. I mean, it was quite disturbing for my spirit, I got to tell you, Brandon. And I thought, wow, you know, I should be toast, you know, right there on the spot, because I bought into, you know, many, many lies. And this is what our culture has done. And of course, now the mainstream media and everything, our government, our institutions seem to be all bought and sold with one lie after another. So the lies, I love the whole idea, the way they frame it now. They call it the noble lie, right? Like it's like there's some sort of benefit from some lie, right? Crazy.
Yeah, that's a classic sort of elitist argument or Machiavellian argument, the noble lie, the idea that they are, you know, the people in charge, the powers that be, are smarter than the rest of us. They're the philosopher kings, you know, that Plato describes in his book The Republic. He, you know, the idea that they're so much more qualified to run things than the rest of us, that, and we're all so stupid, we're the peasants. We have to be lied to on occasion for our own good, for our own good. It's better for us this way. And but if you look at the fruits of their endeavors, they're almost always highly destructive. So that's, it sort of contradicts everything that they claim in terms of the noble lie. It really only ever benefits them. It doesn't benefit the rest of us at all. And I want to say, I think that a lot of people out there actually, agree with you about returning to some fundamental principles again. And we even see that in the way that the mainstream media is starting to take a dive, or has been taking a dive for the past few years. You look at, outlets like BuzzFeed or Vox or some of these outlets that are clickbait. They're mostly built on lies. They're going out of business now. They're either being sold off piece by piece. They're laying off all their people. They've run out of money. BuzzFeed tried to go public on the stock market, and their shares completely collapsed. Now I think they're at $4 a share or something like that. Wow. It's nothing. So a lot of these mainstream outlets are taking a dive because people are turning to the alternative media, because what we're doing is offering real facts and real journalism.
Exactly. Well, they have they've made themselves irrelevant, and that's what lies do. It's unsustainable, and that's what you were saying earlier, is that they just can't keep it up long enough because they just get caught up. And the thing is that you think about what they do to their own spirit. They buy into the lie and they just think, and then when they come to that point of reconciliation and go, oh my God, I've been living a lie. And even if they think and are able to apprehend the damage that they have done, because when you are involved in the media and you're involved in this position, you have a higher calling and with that a higher responsibility to the people that you're serving, don't you?
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is that, well, number one, the mainstream media is dominated by leftists, and leftists in particular seem to believe in that noble lie concept. They also think that journalism is, being a journalist automatically makes you some kind of a hero, because that's how journalists have been portrayed in film and media for, a few decades now. And, that does not automatically make you a hero, it's how you use that power, that platform, and that influence. That's what makes you a hero or a villain. And by lying to people constantly, even if you think it's for a noble cause, you're a villain. That makes you a villain, yes, ultimately.
Right, exactly. Well, you go back when I was a kid growing up, Brandon, the mainstream, let's say the three networks, NBC, CBS, and ABC, commanded 85% of the viewing audience. Today it's less than 50%. And you might say, well, that's because it's been fragmented with cable and all that. Well, regardless, there's no Walter Cronkite around. And not that Walter Cronkite was perfect, by no means, but I believe that even though he was a liberal himself, He didn't wear his political emotions on his sleeve to where it became obvious. He understood that his responsibility was to report the news and not insult the audience. As you say, the mainstream media and this elite cadre of, thought leaders, allegedly, believe that we the people are just a bunch of idiots. And that we don't know better, that we can't make a decision, and thank God they're there. I mean, it's kind of like what Nancy Pelosi told everybody about the people that were participating in the second, the congressmen that were participating in the second impeachment trial against Donald Trump. Oh, these guys are so brilliant, they could be working four or five other jobs. I'm going, well, maybe they could go pick another job, just with all due respect, because I don't see a lot of good that they're doing for the people, even if, when you looked over the cast of characters that were participating in that, you might call it a coup. because this is what they had been doing for 4 years with all their lies about the Russian collusion, delusion, and all the money that we spent. And that's the sad thing about all these lies, is that it ends up costing us money. And somehow we, the people, end up paying for it, even though we may know it's a lie, because it comes out of our treasury and the leaders of our country allow them to get into the treasury. And that just adds to the disgusting aspect of it all, doesn't it?
Right. And I think you see this most prominently, I think, because we're closing in on a sort of a crossroads or a nexus point for our society. And people are going to have to make some pretty big decisions here soon about which direction the country is going to go in. But I think we've seen this most prominently with the COVID response and the great number of lies that have been told to the public from, where it came from. Any discussion on the lab in Wuhan, the only level 4 virology lab in Asia, that's right down the street from ground zero, but we're not going to even discuss the idea that maybe COVID came from that lab. The lies about the gain of function research that Fauci was involved in, the lies about the effectiveness of the masks, the lies about the effectiveness of the vaccines, the lies about the effectiveness of the lockdowns. There's so many lies, and they all, they're all built around the idea, I think, that at least in terms of the media, they think that this is a noble lie. Again, I think that these lies are designed to, manipulate the public and set us up for medical tyranny, but for a lot of journalists, they probably think that, this is what has to be done. You have to lie to people to save lives. Maybe not so much for the journalists at the top, but I think the lower down journalists, they think that the lies are okay.
Right. Yeah, and the fact of the matter is, let's ignore the facts. Let's ignore the science. Let's ignore all the data about COVID, for example, just case in point. And if it was right and justified and beneficial, wouldn't you see some positive aspects of it? I can't draw anything beneficial from all this lying, as you mentioned, from Dr. Fauci on down and up.
Right. You can't find a single benefit to any of the disinformation that the mainstream media has put out on COVID. And in fact, it's probably cost thousands upon thousands of lives, because the mainstream media has asserted that the only, along with the government, of course, that the only response to COVID is 100% vaccination. And you got to remember, these vaccines are completely untested. There is no long-term testing to prove the safety of these vaccines. Your average vaccine is tested for 10 to 15 years before ever being approved for human use. The COVID vaccines were approved for emergency use within months. This is not something that the average person, I think, is, they don't want to be a guinea pig for something that's completely untested, like this technology. And the idea that, an untested vaccine is the only response that's allowed for the pandemic is insane to me. The fact that they won't allow treatment.
Exactly. Yes, these alternative treatments that many doctors are using in spite of it all. Brandon Smith is a 15-year vet of Liberty Movement. How can they be in touch with you, Brandon? Real quick, we got 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah, they can see my work at ALT-Market.
Product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful, sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid?